Christmas shoppers crowded narrow Birchin Lane in the early afternoon hours of Friday, the 8th of November, 1944. Their collars turned up against the wet fog that hung heavy over the city. They paid scant attention to the black Vauxhall that turned into the street shortly after 2:30 and came to a stop outside Frank Worsley's jewellery store at number 23. Three young men, one of them carrying an axe, clambered out of the vehicle and approached the store's front window. Pearls and diamonds, arranged neatly in display cases, glittered through the glass. The blade of the axe smashed the window and littered the pavement in a crystalline shower of broken glass. The men grabbed what they could as stunned passers-by stopped and stared. They hurried back to the car, their arms filled with pearl necklaces and sparkling rings valued at more than £2,000. The engine roared to life and the car peeled away from the pavement. It moved at high speed towards the end of the lane, where the robbers planned to escape via Lombard Street. While frantic pedestrians leapt clear of the vehicle, Captain Ralph Binney, a 56-year-old Royal Navy officer, stepped into the street, blocking the car's progress, and motioned for the driver to stop. In the Vauxhall, Binney loomed large in the windscreen, only to disappear when the car slammed into him. The two front wheels rolled over the captain before the car came to a stop. As outraged onlookers ran towards the vehicle, the driver threw the Vauxhall in reverse and backed over Binney's stricken form. But a crowd charging from the rear forced the driver to accelerate forward and run the still conscious Binney over yet again. This time, the captain's coat caught on the car's chassis. The Vauxhall picked up speed and dragged the frantically struggling Binney beneath it. Horrified onlookers watched helplessly as the car screamed into Lombard Street. From underneath the vehicle, Binney could be heard screaming for help. Another motorist gave chase and followed the thieves over London Bridge and into Tooley Street. As the Vauxhall shot past the terminus for London Bridge Station, Binney was thrown clear of the car, slid across the street and slammed into the curb. The pursuing motorist stopped to help the stricken man who had been dragged for more than a mile as the thief's car disappeared from view. An ambulance was on the scene within minutes and rushed the captain to Guy's Hospital, where he died 3 hours later from his extensive injuries. Both his lungs, noted Home Office pathologist Dr. Keith Simpson, who performed the autopsy, had been crushed and penetrated by the ends of broken ribs when the car ran over him. The Vauxhall was found abandoned not far from where Captain Binney had been thrown free. Scotland Yard launched a massive manhunt, believing the thieves-turned-killers were members of the Elephant Boys, a loosely organised gang of thugs that stamped about the Elephant and Castle area of South London. Detectives scoured the bomb-ravaged neighbourhoods of Bermondsey and other blue-collar enclaves in pursuit of their prey. Stalking out rough-and-tumble pubs and various hotspots known to be frequented by the area's more shady operators. A break in the case finally came when informants notified police that three men had started keeping a low profile in the wake of the much-publicised crime. They were getaway driver Ronald Headley, a 26-year-old member of the Elephant Boys, and fellow gang associates Thomas Jenkins and his younger brother Charles Henry Jenkins, known amongst his associates as Harry Boy. Sent to trial at the Old Bailey in March 1945, Headley was found guilty of murder, sentenced to hang, but later reprieved. Thomas Jenkins received an 8-year sentence for manslaughter. Harry Boy Jenkins, then 20, went free after witnesses failed to place him at the scene of the crime. He would hang 3 years later after taking part in another smash-and-grab robbery in which a motorcyclist, following Captain Binney's example, was fatally shot whilst trying to stop Jenkins and his cohort. At the end of 1944, noted one crime historian, Captain Binney was an omen of post-war lawlessness. But the case also exemplifies the worst of wartime London.